When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, the big news of the day is we're apparently striking targets against Iran proxy militias in Syria and Iraq, and we are going to continue giving you updates as the news trickles out, and it is a trickle. Supposedly we are striking these targets. Along those lines, we're going to talk with Tom McClintock because he got a bill passed in the House called the No Immigration Benefits for Hamas Terrorists Act. I think it's self-explanatory. First of all, none of the Hamas terrorists that took part in the October 7th attack are allowed to enter the country. They can't even seek asylum. And if somehow somebody sneaks in, they're never going to get any money from us, from any of our immigration programs. This passed in the House 422-2. 422-2. You know who voted against it? Two of those squad members, Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush. They sided with the terrorists on this one. Let's get Tom McClintock on. Tom, how are you?
I'm doing fine, John, and there's really not much more to add to that, is there? It speaks for itself.
You would think this would be a shutout in the House of Representatives. It would have been 425-0.
Well, and the Democrats have been apologists for this illegal immigration for many years, as you know. But, even in the Judiciary Committee, they agreed that, hey, okay, we can at least go this far. But not those two. That gives you some idea of how insane things are becoming. There is a fifth column in this country, and two of our members of Congress are part of that.
Yeah. So according to Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush, even if someone was identified as participating in the attacks, actually murdering Israeli citizens or raping or killing babies or any of that, they still should be allowed a crack at coming into the U.S. through the asylum process.
Well, we also had bills, by the way, that said that, if you steal somebody's Social Security number, if you engage in identity theft as an illegal alien, that will be grounds for immediate deportability, and you will not be admitted back in. That only got about 50 Democratic votes, about 160 or so voted against that. and then another bill by about the same vote that said that if you are an illegal alien and are engaged in and admit to or are convicted of drunk driving, you're not allowed in the country and you'll be deported right away. So most of the Democrats opposed of the same provisions for drunk drivers and for ID thieves. Mm-hmm. But at least they drew the line at Hamas terrorists, so I guess that's progress.
I mean, this is anything goes anarchy that these Democrats are promoting.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I think, put it best. She said the divide in this country is no longer between the left and the right. It's between normal and crazy.
Yeah. No, this is insane. Is there any other country where you could go and as a terrorist and roam freely and maybe get government benefits or drive drunk or any of the other crimes that you were talking about? Is there any other country that allows this?
Not that I'm aware of. Every other country has immigration laws that they actually enforce. and without enforcing your immigration laws, you don't have any immigration laws. And if you don't have any immigration laws, you don't have a border. And if you don't have a border, you're not really a country. You're just this vast international territory between Canada and Mexico, and that's what we're becoming under the Biden administration. Once you take a step back and look at the totality of the threat to our country, it's huge. Think about this. This administration has deliberately admitted 3.3 million illegal immigrants into this country, even though the law requires that they be detained. 3.3 million. They qualify for, of course, free food, free snacks, free medical care, free education for their kids, free housing, free legal assistance. You can go on and on, all paid for by American taxpayers. That's what they get if they flag down a Border Patrol officer and give them their name. They're allowed into the country. They don't have to appear before a court for up to 5 years or more. In six months, they get a full work authorization. And when they are convicted of asylum fraud, if their asylum claim is thrown out, they're still not going to be deported because we've got 1.3 million deportation orders that this administration is simply not enforcing. Now, that's what you get if you flag down a Border Patrol officer. But remember, while these Border Patrol officers have been completely overwhelmed with this huge influx at the border, we've had 1.7 million known gotaways evade the Border Patrol. These are people that we watched cross the border or tracked cross the border who evaded the Border Patrol successfully. We know absolutely nothing about them. Now, you overlay that detail with the fact that when we abandoned Afghanistan, Biden released 5,000 most dangerous terrorists on the planet from the Para 1 military detention facility at Bagram. We know where one of those 5,000 terrorists went. One of them, 10 days later, went to Abbey Gate at Kabul Airport and detonated the bomb that killed 13 U.S. service members. We don't know where the other 5,000 are. But I think it might be a pretty good guess that more than a few of them are among that 1.7 million known gotaways that have been allowed into this country while the Border Patrol has been completely overwhelmed processing phony asylum claims.
I'm sure everybody listening is going, why? Why? What's the upside of all this chaos? What do they
deliberate?
Yeah, it is deliberate, but what's the benefit? What's the benefit to the Biden administration?
I've been asking that question since it began. I mean, again, we had controlled we had finally established control over the border under Trump. The Remain in Mexico policy had slowed phony asylum claims to a trickle. We were nearing completion of the border wall. We were actually enforcing court ordered deportations, and illegal immigration had been slowed to the lowest level in our lifetimes. Biden, the first day in office, reversed all of those policies, initiated what is now the largest mass illegal migration in recorded history. And to what end? I don't know. I keep asking them, how does it help our schools packing our classrooms with non-English speaking kids? How does it help improve hospital care by packing of emergency rooms with illegals demanding care? How does it help working families, flooding the labor market with cheap illegal labor? You know, how does it improve the safety of our communities by flooding them with fentanyl and making it impossible to deport criminal illegal immigrants? I don't understand any of that, and I've never got a straight answer. I've asked everybody from Ali Mayorkas on down. Not one of them has any kind of an answer.
One more thing. Do you have any information on these strikes that the U.S. is making against Iranian military proxy targets?
Just what you're getting over the news wires. I do have to say, you know, the core of the problem is Iran. And it seems to me the easiest way to deal with Iran is simply, instead of sending billions and billions of dollars to the mullahs, as the Obama administration did, remember all those cargo pallets with cash? And instead of the $6 billion that the Biden administration was about to release to the Iranian mullahs, suppose we took that money, which, by the way, belongs to the Iranian people, not the Iranian government, and give it to the Iranian resistance in Iran that several times has reached a point of overthrowing that government until we stepped in and helped the government.
And
maybe we ought to be helping the resistance for a change. That would keep the Iranian mullahs more than busy.
Why would we make it easier for them to develop their nuclear program?
I have, again, these are questions, they're very important questions without answers.
It's a crazy time, Tom. Thank you for coming on with us.
No, it's my pleasure, John. Thanks for having me.
All right, Tom McClintock, Congressman, Republican from Northern California, on a number of issues. But, yeah, he doesn't have any more information than you've been hearing. News is got a tight lid on it, but we are striking Iranian-backed targets in Iraq and Syria. That's what U.S. officials are saying.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
The U.S. military is striking against Iranian militia groups that are scattered all over the Middle East, specifically now in Syria and Iraq. They have at least seven of these militia groups. They're in various countries, Yemen, Lebanon, Gaza. And they have hit our installations or our ships 166 times they attempted in the last few months. 166 times. And they caused their first deadly casualties just a few days ago. And those are the three military members who were killed in an attack. And that happened in part because at the base in Jordan where those soldiers died, they thought it was a U.S. drone returning to the base, and it turned out to be a deadly Iranian drone that fired a missile on them. But after 166 attacks, finally, we're going to town on Iraq. And McClintock is right. And nobody explains the logic of this. Why we would give them billions of dollars, why we would end the sanctions economically we had, why we would help them further their nuclear program. And this is what they do. They just bomb Israel all over the place, and now they're taking shots at us. I don't understand. What's the upside of this? Is there a secret story? I'm wondering if there is a group inside Washington, D.C. that just wants to ruin the country? I mean, what would you do differently? This immigration thing is nuts, which is what we started discussing with him. 3 million people coming over the border a year, 300,000 just in December. And there are four stories just in the last 10 days, four stories about mayhem being committed by illegal aliens. You had that shooting out in the Mojave Desert, right? Remember? Six guys got shot to death. Four of them were then set on fire, burned. They were all involved in drug cartel nonsense. Hondurans. You know, these aren't natives here. And then we had the woman on, the mother from Maryland, and her daughter was raped and killed by an MS-13 gang member from Honduras in her trailer. And then the story we told you about this Venezuelan gang, which is running rampant in Miami, and there's murders there now that the gang is involved in. And then, you know, the latest thing, which shocked New York City, was the seven illegal aliens who beat up two cops in the street. It's on video. You've probably seen the video. We talked about this a lot yesterday. And the two cops are lying flat out in the sidewalk, and these seven illegal aliens are kicking them in the head and kicking them in the body and punching them in the head. And they get taken into custody, and the DA, Alvin Bragg, lets them all go, no bail. What country lets seven illegal aliens beat up two uniformed cops, and then everybody goes back out on the street, no bail? There was a report in the Post yesterday they were put on a bus to come here. Here.
John, do you want to hear President Biden's react? He actually just released a statement.
Yes.
Okay, so he says, this past Sunday, three American soldiers were killed in Jordan by a drone launched by militant groups backed by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, IRGC. Earlier today, I attended the dignified return of these brave Americans at Dover Air Force Base, and I have spoken with each of their families. This afternoon, at my direction, U.S. military forces struck targets at facilities in Iraq and Syria that the IRGC and affiliated militia used to attack U.S. forces. Our response began today. It will continue at times and places of our choosing. The United States does not seek conflict in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world, but let all those who might seek to do us harm know this. If you harm an American, we will respond.
All right, that's Biden's statement. That was just released. Well, they better respond. I mean, I think enough is enough when they start killing our people. It was one male and two female soldiers, and they were brought back to the country today. Very moving ceremony they had.
And not to mention dozens were hurt.
Oh, yeah.
There were three killed, but dozens were injured.
Yeah, I think over 40 of them. So, I mean, this has got to stop. I mean, I hope we should do some serious sustained damage and really frighten the hell out of them. To stop all this dead. I mean, for all the damage they did to Israel, and then everybody gets angry with Israel for going after the Hamas. Of course, they're going to go after Hamas. They ought to destroy every single soldier in Hamas and every single bit of infrastructure. Of course, they should. If that happens to us, that's what we ought to do. I don't understand this. I don't understand these terrorist-supporting politicians like the two that voted against McClintock's bill. McClintock, this is how we started top of the hour with this, is we had Tom McClintock on, and he produced a bill that says no Hamas soldier who participated in the October 7th attack is allowed in this country. And secondly, if somebody sneaks in, they don't get any money from us. No immigration funding programs for these Hamas soldiers. They're not allowed to seek asylum. And there were two Democrats that voted against it. Who? Rashida Tlaib and Cori Bush, who don't represent American interests, but they have two American congressional seats. So much for diversity. We'll have more coming up. We're going to talk about the teenager in Lancaster who made hundreds of swatting calls. You know what swatting is? When you call in a fake emergency and get the SWAT team to show up, ready to go into battle. This guy from his bedroom in Lancaster did this hundreds of times. He's now in a Florida jail. We'll tell you what happened here coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again, a paycheck for life, guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Next hour, we're going to have Alex Stone to talk about this teenager who, out of Lancaster, this long-haired schlub of a guy who's now in a Florida jail because he called in hundreds of emergencies that led to hundreds of SWAT teams showing up at homes and businesses and schools and government buildings. In fact, he had a service online. He would charge $35 to $75 to report mass shootings, bomb threats, gas leaks, and anything. So you pay him money, and he'd send a SWAT team wherever you wanted the SWAT team to go. And it took him, like, years to track this guy down. It's an amazing story. Alex Stone has the details coming up at 3 o'clock. All right, so we got the big storm coming, and it looks like, In the city of Los Angeles, it's going to be at least 6 inches of rain, probably more. And then when you get into the mountains, the rainfall totals are higher, sometimes along the coast. It depends. Because, you know, one storm cell can drop an inch of rain on your head in less than an hour. So it's hit and miss to some extent as to just how much rain is coming. But it's going to be a lot of rain everywhere. The thing is, early in the week, there were all these news stories, and I just wonder, where the hell does this stuff come from? Because we always talk about all the stupid names that they've come up for weather systems, anything from atmospheric rivers, bomb cyclones.
Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express, right? It stopped being just rain or a rainstorm. Well, the one I heard, I noticed this on TV, I saw these graphics on the bottom of the screen, an arc storm. And it was capital A, capital R, K, capital S, storm, okay? Which was an odd spelling because of all the capital letters. And news stations and networks around the country are covering this. Well, what is it? A 1-in-1,000-year storm. 1-in-1,000 years. So I went online. I went to the various, you know, weather channel, weather, National Weather Service to see what this arc storm is about. And there was no such thing. There's a rainstorm coming and it's going to be really heavy, but it's nothing that we haven't had many times before in LA's history. It just, this happens once in a while. It's not a 1-in-1,000-year storm. And I figured, oh, guys, this is climate change propaganda. Well, it turns out, well, this is a fluke. It was started by a woman named Danielle Langlois. She is not a climate scientist or a meteorologist or a weather expert. In fact, she doesn't know anything special about arc storm. Arc storm came from scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey, and it was on a computer model. In a way, they were playing a game. They tried to come up with a scenario for what would a really bad storm look like. Like, what would the worst storm in 1,000 years look like? And so it was an academic exercise to see if it would swallow up whole cities with massive flooding. But Langlois, Danielle Langlois, is an actor. She's got about 5,000 people following her on social media. And it's just an oddball interest she has. So she posts about this ArcStorm idea. Lives in an apartment in Sherman Oaks. The thing is, people have a fascination with apocalyptic storms and you know deadly weather events. So everybody started reading her post and then resending it, reposting it. Next thing you know, there are millions of people saw the post, and then the stupid media jumps on it because they've got a new term to use. Because Pineapple Express has been around a while. And bomb cyclone, atmospheric river, all, you know, you got to. So now it became the Arc Storm with the funny capitalization. So over the next several days, her post went all over the internet, and the National Weather Service, the governor's office of emergency services, and climate scientists now had to all rush and do media interviews to tamp down this idea. No biblical storm is hitting California. It's not a 1,000-year storm. It's not an arc storm. This was a computer modeling event, which, by the way, much of this climate change hysteria is about computer modeling. Same thing with the reason for the massive lockdowns in this country over COVID. A lot of it was based on faulty computer modeling. Somehow computer modeling became real. This was a fantasy. Daniel Swain told the New York Times, he's a climate scientist at UCLA and an expert on arc storms. See, look at that. He said there's absolutely no indication of an extremely severe or catastrophic statewide flood event has been rumored. And but it's too late because every day thousands more people are finding the posts online and then reposting it and whipping up more hysteria. So the scientists are exasperated. The emergency officials are exasperated. And they can't seem to stop the bad flow of information. Everybody's got that trouble now because of stupid social media. This is not even the first one in the past year. Remember the Maui wildfires? There were millions of people viewing social media posts that blamed the Maui wildfires on a directed energy weapon. Wasn't it, who was the congresswoman who said it was Jewish lasers, remember? Was it Marjorie Taylor Greene? She claimed Jewish lasers were fired and started the wildfires. Then there were videos going around supposedly showing off damage from Hurricane Idalia in Florida, but it was actually damage.
Yeah, it was. That it was her.
It was Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Jewish lasers started the Maui fire. How many people in Congress really ought to be locked up in mental institutions? Anyway, Hurricane Idalia, there were these videos about that destruction. Turned out had nothing to do with that hurricane. It was destruction from a tornado in Kansas and a typhoon in Taiwan. And then we had the Dodger Stadium flood. Remember that photo going around? Which looked like the Dodger Stadium parking lot was underwater by several feet. That was an optical illusion. That was a reflection. Somebody put out a joke on Twitter showing the 405 underwater and infested with sharks. And it was supposed to be an obvious joke, except Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, sent it out as a real photo. He thought sharks really were swimming on the 405. Another mental patient. Brian Ferguson is a spokesperson for the governor's office of emergency services. And he says the online environment is a mess. In fact, one meteorologist says he spends 70% of his time trying to explain extreme weather to news outlets and the public, including a lot of these fake weather stories. And he gets hate mail for it. He has a 52-page file of hate mail. The guy's a meteorologist. But if he speaks out on some storm, makes any comment about climate change, all the lunatics send him death threats. He says he opens unsolicited mail outside. Some scientists he knows get envelopes containing white powder. This is the worst thing about the internet and social media. It has given a platform. Everybody has their own insanity channel.
AI.
And AI is going to make it worse. Going in reverse. I had such high hopes for civilization. It's all crumbling now.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
U.S. has launched, according to news reports, 80 airstrikes on 85 targets in Iraq and Syria, 125 bombs. And this is retaliating for that drone strike by an Iranian militia that killed three American soldiers in Jordan last weekend. So we have now launched 125 bombs on 85 targets. We will give you more information, which is trickling out at a very slow rate as soon as it comes in. After 3 o'clock, we are going to talk to Alex Stone from ABC News. This long-haired, dumpy-looking teenager out of Lancaster who spent a long time, and they released his name, which normally you don't see for a juvenile, Alan Fillion, but he is getting he's getting charged now, first thing, by the Seminole County district attorney for swatting. Apparently he's been swatting hundreds of sites, which is when you call in an emergency, like a school shooting or a bomb threat, and then the SWAT team shows up at an address. They show up at schools, private residences, businesses, and it's all fake. And he's been charging money online for this. Alex Stone has the details. We'll get to that. Well, do you want the deer story now?
Yes, right. I thought you forgot.
No, the sex-crazed marauding monkey story turned out to be a happy one. Mm-hmm. Monkeys are having a lot of sex in Thailand.
Right.
All right, now this one we talked about before, and you were very upset. It's Catalina Island, the deer slaughter. They were going to fly helicopters over the herd of deer that's overpopulated Catalina and just start shooting them to death from the sky.
Right.
And there has been a lot of angry people. In fact, there is a petition online, stop the slaughter of mule deer.
Yes.
On Catalina Island, 17,238 signatures.
My people.
Yeah. So they've been arguing for months. And the Catalina Island Conservancy have said they might be willing to compromise here. There's always room for compromise, said a spokesperson. There's a lot of viewpoints on this issue. And yes, we're listening to them. Should we find the need to make adjustments, we may do that. And the original plan was sharpshooters and helicopters slaughtering 1,500 deer. Because the deer is eating up all the native vegetation on the island. And a lot of the residents, there's 3,000 people that live on the island, and a lot of them are very angry about this. And, you know, there isn't a good answer to this.
Well, there isn't, but you know what? You have to take time, right? We have to slow down and try and come up with a solution that isn't ridiculous and heinous.
Heinous. The land was originally owned by the Wrigley family, very wealthy family. I guess the Wrigley gum fortune, yeah. And they bought most of the island in 1919, and later they gave it to the Conservancy. And there were certain mandates that the Conservancy has to follow, and that's to repair damaged landscape and restore conditions that were severely affected by ranching and farming. You know, they've had a lot of pigs and deer, and they've eaten a lot of the native vegetation, which is unique to the island. And so they felt that they were forced by the mandate from the Wrigley family to atone for that.
Okay, but you can figure out a better way.
The deer is wandering all the way into that town, Avalon, yeah. Looking for food, and they're eating all the greenery. They're eating the garbage, and so they came up with sharpshooters and helicopters and surgical sterilization. because they were looking at one species of deer and 60 species of plants and animals that were endangered and found nowhere else on Earth. This is unique vegetation. Said Lauren Denhart, the senior director of conservation, none of us get into the field to kill animals, but sometimes it becomes your job to correct the wrongs of the past. And was it an original movie shoot, I think? That's because they used to shoot a lot of movies 100 years ago at the beginning of, like during the silent film era.
Why can't we propagate all of these plants and isn't there a way to do that?
You mean dig them up and move them?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I'm not a botanist or...
Well, the deer are propagating. That's
right.
That's the problem.
But I'm saying we're worried about, right? They're worried. They're trying to
feel... Oh, I see.
Right? Exactly. So did anybody think about that as a solution?
I don't know. This is not my area of expertise. I just saw that they were going to have sharpshooters and helicopters blowing deer away.
Yeah, I know. And that's not the answer.
I mean, it would work.
I mean, it seems so obvious that that's not the answer. That's just so inhumane.
Barbaric.
Barbaric.
Yes.
Heinous. You like that word? I'll use it again.
Heinous. Yeah. Heinous and barbaric. Well, more coming up. We're going to have Alex Stone on to talk about this Lancaster goofball sitting at home calling in hundreds of SWAT team emergencies. Yeah. All over the country. He devised a system. He was charging people. He was advertising basically online, and people were paying him money. And then he would call in fake bomb threats and fake mass shootings. And SWAT teams have been crisscrossing all over the country to deal with these fake emergencies, all from one teenager in Lancaster. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.